going to announce the first act.
Yes.
Get ready.
Okay, the first act that we can announce will be playing at the Radio 1 Teen Awards are One Direction!
And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scotland. Morning.
All of One Direction.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm very good. How are you?
All right, thank you.
It's already begun.
What's happening over there?
It's already happened.
Look at that.
We're playing on the computer, sorry.
We're on a computer eating bacon sandwiches and drinking tea.
That's right now.
Drinking tea.
That's right now.
I saw Niall and Louis yesterday having a lovely time.
Yes, as were you, Scott.
I was having a great time. At the V Festival, but you're going to be playing the Radio 1 Teen Awards on Sunday the 7th of October, which you played last year, and that was one of your first gigs, I do believe.
It was indeed.
It was fun last year, wasn't it?
It was really good.
Do you remember what happened? Remember our entrance to the Teen Awards?
Fanning you on the...
On a chaise lounge.
Can you believe, also, it was almost exactly a year ago that we were all sat in the studio and we were about to play What Makes You Beautiful for the first time ever.
And I was stood in the exact same place, funnily enough. Yeah, you
stood there. Oh, that's weird.
I think you were all kind of...
That's so weird.
Can I just say as well, I've been listening to some other radio stations recently, and obviously they're mentioning you a lot. I find the Australian approach quite interesting to One Direction at the moment.
What is it?
What's that?
Well, they were doing a full-on phone-in the other day, and the subject was, if you could arrest one member of One Direction, which one would it be? I just find that a bit odd.
That's a random question.
Arrest?
Yes.
Arrest?
Sure. Okay.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Who would you arrest, Scott Mills?
Who was it?
Arrest them.
I can't remember.
Who's getting fun out of that?
I don't know. Weird phone topic. So, Grimmy's hosting the event. Sunday the 7th of October, One Direction are going to be there. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just say headlining, sir?
Headlining.
Just headlining.
Headlining.
That's right.
Should we play What Makes You Beautiful?
Yes.
And then we'll talk about...
Shall we perform it for them?
Shall we?
Yeah, I think we should. We've got me, you, Chris,
okay.
Finchie.
Right, here's One Direction on Radio 1. They're playing at the Radio 1 Teen Awards. You're insecure. So we have just announced that One Direction will be playing at the Teen Awards this year, and they are here with us live now. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
What are we doing now?
I don't know, really. We're just going to hang out. Do you have a busy day? Do you have to go?
I actually have no idea.
Yeah, no idea. Okay, good. Prepared. Prepared. Know what's happening. So One Direction are here in the studio. They're going to be headlining the Teen Awards, the first name and band that we've announced that are going to be playing at the Teen Awards. Going to be happening on the 7th of October. Is it?
Yes.
Yes, 7th of October. Wembley Arena. I'm going to be hosting it, as I did last year, and it's going to be fun. We need your help, actually, if you are listening right now. We're going to do this thing that we did for the last couple of years called the Teen Hero Award. We are looking for three outstanding people between the ages of 12 and 17 whose stories deserve recognition. So if there's someone that you know who's amazing, that the world should hear about, then you need to nominate them. At Radio 1 website.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, go on there.
Let's talk a little bit about last year's winners, who were Charlie, Alec and Pippa.
Yes.
Who all did like amazing things, totally selfless things for their community. And that's what we're looking for this year. We're looking for three outstanding people between the ages of 12 and 17 whose stories really deserve recognition.
Yeah, so might be a carer, they could have done something amazing for charity, raised a lot of money. Or if you just think that someone's done some good things and you think, oh, they're all right. They should have an award, but they're not a pop star or a movie star.
Yeah, because you don't normally get awards.
No, just for being you. No,
you don't.
No.
It's quite nice. So maybe it is a brother or a sister or just a really good mate of yours. You think, you know, they deserve something really special. You might know somebody that dedicates their time to others. It might be a friend or a relative who've acted courageously or been through just a really hard time lately. Or made a massive contribution to their community. If you know someone, what we need you to do is nominate them now. Say it, One Direction. Nominate them now.
Nominate them now.
You have 2 weeks to do this.
You have two weeks to do this.
Do it.
Nominations close at 6 p.m.
Nominations close at 6 p.m.
Don't be late.
6 p.m.
on Monday, the 3rd of September.
On Monday, the 3rd of September.
Okay, that's weird now. That sounds like a sentence.
Yeah. If you want to find out more, all the details and the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website for the Teen Hero Award. So do you actually know what you're doing for the rest of the day? You're just going to hang out here for a bit?
I think we've got interviews and other stuff to do. Yeah.
I want to sleep.
Where's Louis? I can't even see.
He's not even he's not even attempting to be on a microphone this morning. He's just on the computer having his breakfast.
I was like, hang on a second, there is one missing. Oh, there he is. Okay, you're just slumped on the desk.
I like that Louis's arrival just in it, lay on the couch. Make yourself at home.
I don't feel great. Because
now, obviously, I've been told to say that you're not hanging around because then that would cause a big scrum.
No.
They are not hanging
around. We are.
We're going to stay here. We're going to hang around outside. We're going to stand
together. Everyone
stand
on said Radio 1 and that's what they've
already performing
left.
Outside for free.
Everybody bring water guns and squirt Scott Mills.
I got squirted
everybody
yesterday.
Everybody bring water guns and
squirt.
You got squirted yesterday.
I was driving, Oh, God. I was driving to London and these two guys pulled up next to me at a traffic light and just squirted me in the face.
Yeah, I just bought some.
It was the weirdest thing. These two like grown men.
Were you alone?
Clearly just go. Yeah.
Oh no.
Did they know it was
so
you?
Degraded afterwards.
Did you?
Squirted in the face.
Okay, so let's just do the teen hero thing again. So guys, obviously you know about this award. It's really important for us to recognise, you know, people in the community between 12 and 17 who've like done something really, really special. So that's what we're asking you to do. Nominate them right now. You've got 2 weeks to do it. Nominations close at 6 p.m. on Monday the 3rd of September. It can be anyone. It can be a member of your family. It can be somebody that maybe cares for a member of your family or just a good mate. You think they've had a bit of a hard time lately?
And they get to come to the Teen Awards and win an award.
And see One Direction, who've just been added to the high headliners of the bill so far.
Yeah.
We've got so far.
Hey, headliner.
So far.
Hey, Lane.
Scott definitely had a good time yesterday.
Yeah. So we've got some more artists coming up. We'll announce them just after 8:30. One Direction, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And this is Two Door Cinema Club. It's 8:28.